Just get up on top of that log?
Well, get up on that log. They couldn't stop it when they got ready, but it was going to a drift, and if they got ready to get off, they just swim off it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What about boats, though, that they
had?
Did you ever see?
Oh, there's not no boats to bait that in. Mm-hmm. They just started those boats, you know, in the last 25 or 30 years, boats are fishing and pleasure riding and such as that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do they call those boats that they fish in now?
All I know is fishing boats. I'm not much on fishing, and I know who is no boats and never, but just fishing boats or fishing rigs.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know about them.
What different things did people, children, used to have to play on? Maybe that you could make in your yard?
Well, they'd call it a seesaw. Put two poles in the ground and nail a board across it and put a plank on top of it and one get on one end and one get on the other and bounce one up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Seesaw, swing, take a rope, a chain, and tie up in a tree to a limb, and let it hang down to where the foot just hit the ground, and put a board across it and swing up and down, 4, 5, 8 foot and 10 foot in there, out of the swing mm-hmm. sometimes.
Say if you saw some children playing on the seesaw, you'd say they were...
Well, they're just playing on a seesaw, that's all the name was that.
They're doing what there?
They'd be bouncing up and down, but just say playing on the seesaw, but they ain't on that other name. They didn't get another name because they just made them things up themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about, did you ever see anyone take a board and anchor it down at both ends and children would jump on it?
Well, I did jump on it, the spring board, that was a spring board, but the most you used them around swimming pools, swimming holes or something like that. They didn't have no swimming pools around here. But we'd go down on the creek and anchor one end down and put a block or something on it and spring and jump in the creek. You see, they put a turn double somerset on. You couldn't make them out there on the ground. They just break your neck.
What about something that'd take the board and anchor it in the middle and it'd spin around and around?
Well, yeah, you could do that. Now, that was called a ferris wheel at that time. Back at that time, there'd be a ferris wheel. Put sort of a child on each one end of it and make the top of a pole level. And so put it in the ground and put a bolt in, a nail in, a bolt, and spin it around. And that is called a ferris wheel, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
We call them.
Say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, here, what, your clothes, here.
Yeah, put on your clothes. You put on your shoes, put on your hat.
Or as she's handing him the clothes, she'd say, well, here.
Here is your hat. First thing she would say, here is your underwear,
uh-huh.
Here is your pants, and here is your shirt, and here is your shoe, and here is your hat.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And say if a child was going to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, you don't need to be scared,
I'm not going to hurt you, you ain't going to feel it. Deaden it the way you ain't gonna feel it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Say, if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it...
No, I'd say, no, if I wasn't in town, I'd say, no, I wasn't in town. Must have been my brother or somebody
uh-huh.
was like me.
Because it...
Told me.